Everybody out there.
Hey guys.
It's another week of the Good Work Show in the COVID times.
Yeah, I think this will be a quick update. Last week we took a week off because we were doing some stuff. This week we're back.
It doesn't even feel like we took a week off.
It really doesn't. Well, all time is the same now.
It is, yeah. Because weren't we just looking at that yesterday, and there was something that happened first week of March, and it seemed like it was, I don't know when it seemed like it was, honestly.
It seemed like it was 2 years ago, but it also could have been 2 days ago, because again, all time is the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that happened, and then you realize, but that happened this week.
Yeah. I feel like in these times, you have to have at least two or three people to help you remember stuff because so audience, Trenise remembered something that was not even in my, I had totally forgotten. And it was something I did. It was at that webinar. I spoke on this webinar and I didn't remember it even happened. And then Trenise brought it up and I said, that did happen. So I feel like you need to have at least two people to help you remember.
I think that's true. Like you need a backup. I feel like you have to do things like you have to be like nuns. You have to do everything in partners.
Is that a thing?
I think they go out in part. I think they go out in pairs.
Okay, but what if they just that on a regular basis?
I don't know. I saw that on the Golden Girls. I don't know if it's true.
Well, there is a monastery near my house. I should go over there and see. Well, it's a monastery, though, not a nunnery, so I guess.
Is that the right word? Is nunnery the right word?
I have no idea. I know it is a word. Offending anybody right now. I feel like we should get the PC terms for this.
I know monastery. So when I lived in
D.C. The monastery is it, because it's on the sign.
Monastery is right. Yes, yeah. Monastery is right. But there's another word for... I could never remember because I used to live across the street from one and I can't remember what it is. When I lived in DC, I used to live down the street from Catholic University. Yeah. So like Catholic was there, Trinity College was there. A convent, yes. Yes,
I just Googled it. So, It says nunnery is, it says a building or group of buildings in which nuns live as a religious community.
And well, I remember it from
convent is so.
Well, yeah, I remember
might
it from.
Be able to use it interchangeably.
Well, Shakespeare. I just always remember in Shakespeare words like "Get thee to a nunnery." Like I remember that.
Yeah.
When they were who was that? I don't remember what play that was.
My Shakespeare is like real weak.
Yeah, but they were talking to the woman, and she was doing something, and they told her, "Get thee to a nunnery." So yeah. I knew that was a word, but I'm like, I know that there's another more current. Word,
yeah. It does say the word nunnery is a Middle Ages term, which might denote a convent or a monastery, but more probably a monastery. That didn't even
who wrote at all.
But a convent is simply a building in which is a home for sisters or nuns. So they might be a little, you know. It's the more
available. So now Google, do they go out in pairs? Do nuns have to travel in pairs? I mean, we get answered one question. We might as well answer both of them.
Do nuns. Somebody wrote, do nuns
I get just paid? Remember.
You know how it comes up with the suggestion, do nuns get paid? I want to click on that.
Nuns don't get paid?
Somebody asked it.
Don't they take a vow of poverty? Isn't that the whole?
I'm going to... click on that because I'm very
click it. See what it says. We're gonna answer.
Now the first one. Now you know you can't always trust the first thing.
No.
And it's not Wikipedia, so then you really can't trust it. This is coming from some website. But it says nuns do not get paid the same way other people do for working. They turn earnings over to their congregation, which they trust to provide a stipend that will cover minimum living expenses. Their pay thus depends on their community, not how much or where they work.
Okay.
That makes sense, but again, I can't validate that this is Because real. There's it's the next link it sounds is real. The average salary of nuns on Career
I mean, that sounds right. Like, you've never seen a
now,
rich nun.
Now I have to click on that because let's this see is what the average is way off topic.
Oh, yeah, because I'm really trying to figure out how we got here.
Hold on.
Oh.
So here, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, all members of the clergy make a median annual wage of $47,100. In terms of an hourly rate, this is about $22.65. But then somebody asked about the vow. Okay, let me get off of this because this is really, yes, and then they've got like the tax issue.
Like, you've gone down because then, like, if you don't have any living, I mean, let's think about this though. If you don't have living expenses, how much money do you really need?
Well, I mean, you have to, I have seen nuns out and like monks out purchasing,
yeah,
like supplies. So you got to have supplies. You have to order stuff.
Well, no, but I mean like in general. So like, yeah, say, in general, okay, like, 47, you need, yeah, if you make $47,000, but you don't have to pay your mortgage, right, you don't have to buy food.
Yeah. And you probably have a car that you use like in
access
like,
to.
Group, yeah. Group transportation.
Like, so, what, yeah, do you really need money for?
Nothing. It
and actually, you have a uniform. They have a
uniform. Probably a very good life.
They're not wearing clothes. They're not like going to Target to buy clothes. They have a uniform.
Yeah. How do you work out if you're a nun? Do you work out?
Don't Google that.
I'm already
down the rabbit hole. I do feel like now there is like, I have a lot of questions about how nuns live. Like the life of a nun.
Now, let me. This is a whole off topic. This has nothing to do with the nonprofits in the Good Work Show.
Absolutely. Well, a little bit about nonprofits, but not really. Yeah.
But yes. I'm what sure was I supposed to be Googling in the beginning?
Do nuns have to go out in pairs?
See, this is why you need two people.
Exactly. This illustrates the point. Exactly. It's like, so we took the long way around, but it does illustrate
it, it seems
point.
Like it's especially true for us. Okay. Why did not Catholic nuns travel in pairs? This is on Quora. So
Quora's usually a good.
Yeah, they don't always do so. It used to be custom, especially in certain orders, to go out in pairs for safety's sake, or to safeguard chastity and to avoid scandal and maintain community.
That makes all of those things make sense.
Yes.
I just remember there was an episode of The Golden Girls and Sophia was going somewhere and Dorothy was like, I'll come with you. And she's like, we're not nuns. We don't have to travel in pairs. Like, that's
all your references go back to the Golden
Girls. All of my references in life go back to The Golden Girls. Absolutely.
But didn't on, what was it? Sister Act. Didn't they have like a sister, like they were paired up with one, right? Or were they?
I don't remember.
I mean, I feel like they were all kind of grouped up, but
they were all in a group all the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if that is the best reference for nuns.
Oh, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but I hate to say it. That's the level of nun understanding that I have. And both except for the Shaolin temple. I mean, like, you know, Wu-Tang, yeah. But again, that's a whole nother separate.
But if you're not, I mean, I guess here's the thing. If you're not Catholic, why would you have a lot of exposure to nuns?
I don't know. I don't know. So
we've all learned something today. Get a partner.
Yes.
Get a buddy, you know, in these times to help you remember things like, I did see this morning on the Today Show, somebody did bring up the idea of bringing back the day of the week underwear. That may help.
That's
just
funny.
I was talking
to and I hope if he happens to watch this show, I'm not sure if he does.
Of course he does. I don't know who you're talking about, but sure.
Yeah, but then I was talking to somebody, and we serve on a board together, so we were talking about, well, there's this, you know, I guess, eliminating some people. But anyway, he was talking about how he's been working from home so long, and he's been on Zoom calls, but he just sits around in his underwear all day. But he's saying he's sitting in that more often, so he had to, like, re-up and buy him extra. So he said, we were talking about businesses that were doing well in the coronavirus times and which ones were going to be, you know.
I have things to say about that, but I'm gonna not.
I mean, I didn't think it was a bad, I didn't.
Cause my thing is, were you not?
I don't know.
I don't understand how that's different.
Well, I feel like it was more so you're sitting in one place versus like, hey, in the normal day you would have had one pair and then you might have changed it to another one when you worked out or something. I don't know.
That's not something that I have found to be.
I haven't found that one either, but.
No, there's some stuff that would come before that. Well, I told you yesterday, the thing that got me, I have a friend who, you know, for a variety of reasons, can't really go out in public, you know, with everything going on. And come to find, oh, my, this just happened, sorry. The stuff just popped, something just popped on in the background.
Oh.
So come to find out that tire companies now will come to your house to change your tires, and you don't have to like go to the, so it seems like there are, and I was talking to my sister about it. She was like, that's a great service. And she's like, now it's just a part of the service. They don't really charge for it. But you know, once things start to open up, that's going to become a premium service.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, that seems, you know, can you think about the amount of time that you spend like wasting going someplace to get your tires changed or do whatever? And if you could just park in the parking lot at your office and somebody come and change your tires and go about your business.
I think that would be great. And plus, I mean, they might need to change that model moving forward, because when you go and get tires changed, you have to wait in the waiting room of these places that people are not going to be wanting to wait in closed quarters or, you know, sit in seats that other people have been sitting in unless it's clean. So that it makes sense. My favorite one is these paint and sip places, because
yes. I had
a paint and sip party with my neighbor and good friend recently. It was her birthday. And so same thing, you just go online and everybody paid their fee, and then you could either pick up the supplies yourself, but she did us a favor. She went and picked up everyone's supplies and delivered them to everyone's house, Lysoled them down, left it on the doorstep. And then when it was time for the party, we logged in. The instructor was out on Zoom from her own house, and all of the supplies you need. So the canvas, there was a little like plastic apron that came in the packet.
Oh, that's cool.
The paintbrush, you had the cup for like putting your water in. So the only thing you had to have was water. And I didn't even have to have wine myself, because my neighbor, she's such a good neighbor, she actually bought everybody their own bottle of wine. So literally, all I had to have was my own wine glass and water. And that was, it was my party in a box, and my laptop to, of course, to like log on to Zoom. Yeah. But that is literally all I had to do. And it was, I thought that was such an excellent pivot to their business model very quickly, because I mean, outside of being in those, and if you've ever done it, you know how close you are to the next person.
Yeah.
Like it's very close.
They're tight.
Yes, and tight. And so, and you're using paintbrushes that other people have used and touching things. So that pivot right there was so super smart, and it was still fun. You know, you could still see everybody, you know, what they were doing and all of that. And of course, you know, you have your own, you bring your own drinks anyway, but you have it in the comfort of your own home, and you could get up and come back. It was just, it's pretty cool. So I was like, that's one of my favorite. And it was not that much less expensive than it usually was. I'm just like, I thought it was going to be, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was like, this is comparable to what I would have paid regardless. I think it was probably the same price.
I saw this morning on the news, they were talking about, there's a lady, she's a manicurist on Instagram, and she's been mailing out manicure kits. So you pay for the kit and you get the cuticle softener. You pick what nail polish you want. So she sends you an Essie nail polish. You get all the tools, like the file, the buffer, all that, the cuticle sticks, all that stuff. You get a little thing of the hand scrub and whatever, and then step-by-step instructions on how to give yourself a home manicure.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I was like, this is really smart, because I'm sure whatever she's charging for that is less than
Yes.
The supplies that's going into the box. And now she's kind of making herself, you know, the person. And now it's on the Today Show. So I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people trying to look for. And then, I mean, I can imagine where you do that and you order with some friends and you have a Zoom meeting and you all have a manicure party.
Yeah. It's still not as fun now, even though I've been doing my own nails since this whole thing started. And I've gotten better because, just so y'all know, the first time I did it, I hadn't done my nails in a long time. It was a disaster. And Trinise saw the pictures because I texted her. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. But I've gotten better over the weeks. It still is not the same as not having to do it.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Like very, you know, even though I can do it, I don't even know if the time is faster. I feel like I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to go there. I don't have to pay. So I get, you know, the benefit of not having all of that. But it's definitely not as therapeutic as just getting it done and being done with it.
Well, when I go, because I have like, you know, whatever. When I go, it's about 45 minutes in and out. If I do it myself, it's like 2 hours. Now, granted,
I just have a basic gel kit. You have you have a big process.
I have to soak
and off. And you shape yours like to a different shape. Like mine is just a basic shape.
I do stuff. I'm trying to maintain the normalcy of it, but I mean, I guess the difference is it takes longer, but generally what I do is I sit here and like catch up on whatever shows I DVR this week. And that's just what I do on like Saturday afternoon. So it's not that big of a deal, but there is a lot more effort into it versus just going and whatever. But you know, it's the COVID times, as we COVID say. Time. So
I know.
Do what we got to do. Well, this week, a little bit of normalcy is back. We reopened our stores.
Yes, that's right. And reopen them in a big way. Thank you to all of the people who came out and shopped. And we hope you had a safe experience out there. We feel like we took all the precautions that were necessary to keep everybody safe, and we'll continue to do so. So if you haven't shopped with us and you want to, you can. And you can check out this awesome video that we put together. Rashad, who's been on our show, he did it. And it's a critically acclaimed video.
It really is. Everyone who's seen it loves it. But you know, it's a good video, but it also does show the volume of stuff that we've done to keep our shoppers safe when they come in and shop with us. So
that was exciting. We should ask him to put a link to the video on this.
We should.
Link the video will be up here or up here.
Or down there.
Or over somewhere. Here.
We've already determined we don't know where things are on the screen, so it'll be somewhere.
See that one video? Okay, so people have figured this out, though. Did you see
the... Oh, I know. The pencil drop?
I was talking about the one... I think this was more so like fancy movie editing, but where all the actresses were beating each other up.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
It was way too long. I mean, they could have... They could have very much cut like half of the people out of that. But I thought it was very, very cool. And they all did a really good job of like the reactions of getting hit. I thought that was fantastic.
There was one where it was a class and they did a pencil drop. So it was like a Zoom. There was like a high school and they were in class and they did a pencil drop. So basically one kid at the bottom of the screen was like, hey, can somebody lend me a pencil? So they kept dropping a pencil through all of the squares until the person at the bottom was like, oh, thanks. But the teacher didn't know. So the teacher's like, she's like teaching her class.
Yeah.
And all these kids are like throwing pencils across their screen and then pretending to catch it. And it was just kind of, it was funny.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. And then the notes left behind. But you know, hey, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna change.
Yes.
The same.
Basically. Like, cause this is not every day. This is not normal. I would say like, oh, this don't change. But yeah, this isn't what I looked like an hour ago. So, you know.
Yeah.
But anywho, so stores are open. Donation centers open on the 18th. We have been it has been an embarrassment of riches of how many donations that we've gotten during these times. Folks are cleaning out, and we're so grateful that they're thinking of us when it comes to making the donation. So, but we just got to find a little space for them. So we had to hold on accepting donations for a little bit, but I think we're going to be good starting on Monday. So
I sure hope so, because I've told like at least 40 people today that we're starting on the 18th. So
back a truck up to your garage at this point. I mean,
yes. And people have been asking, when can I bring donations? So so yes, you can definitely do that, and we would certainly appreciate it. We need the donations. We're always going to need donations. We just ran out of space to do it. And so that's why we had to ask you to hold them. But we're ready on the 18th for you to bring them back and come in and shop. We were in stores this week and last week. And I will tell you, the stuff that I saw in there, there were so many good items. And I was there to work, and so I didn't really have time to shop. But there were everything from very nice Nike shoes, like so foam posits were, I saw those. Rashad said he saw a pair of Adidas Ultra Boosts in stores. I saw one of those nice metal, I guess they're stainless steel, but it's like the old time ice chest where it's on wheels and you can put like ice cream in it and everything. So somebody got that. I mean, they're probably gonna have a great barbecue and it was in great condition. I just saw some really cool stuff. This other lady had this cute little jewelry box. It was $4, but it was a huge thing, a jewelry organizer. I mean, I was like, this is great. There's so much great stuff in here.
It's like grand openings at every one of our stores. But I got I was very happy because I literally had been looking for a new trash can, and I found a Simple Human trash can.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows, you know, that brand, you know that they're not cheaper than $150.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I brought it home, wiped it down, of course, with my Lysol wipes, and you know, it's not dented, it's not broken, it works, you know, so very excited about that. So hopefully you'll come check us out, see what's going on. We've got a lot of safety stuff in place, so we're not requiring masks, but you know, it's encouraged if you'd like to participate in that. We're metering, so we only allow a certain number of people in the store at one time, so we may ask you to have to wait outside for a little bit. But the traffic has been pretty quick, people coming in and out, so that's not a problem. We have social distancing in the stores. We've got contactless pay. Yes, contactless
pay, Android pay, Samsung pay, all the pays.
All the pays. You can pay. You don't have to.
We are not accepting Zelle, though. Don't Zelle.
No. No Zelle.
And don't Cash App us. Other than that, we will.
We'll take it.
Yes.
All of our employees are wearing masks on the sales floor.
And gloves.
And gloves. So, you know, we're working hard to make it safe for you. So we hope you'll come check us out.
Yeah. And we're sanitizing every cart too after use. So when you walk in, they'll actually push you, not hand you, but push you a clean cart that they've just cleaned off. So, so feel free to do that, but come shop with us. We'd love to have you donate. If you don't want to do any of that in person, you can do both of those things online. You can donate cash online. You can shop with us online. If you're looking for work, all of our career centers are open too, all 13 of them, Monday through Friday. So you can do your job search or refer other people to us for their job search, or tell them to go to careerconnector.org where they can do a job search, chat with an employment coach, go through modules for training, a whole host of things to get back to work. So we're excited about the fact that we are open in both virtual and real life. Yes.
Didn't realize you were going to stop talking there, so I thought I had time, but you know, whatever. Yeah. So I think that's all we've got today, right?
I believe that is the case.
I think that's, I mean, we could always go down another rabbit hole, but we'll save that for next week.
Yeah, I think the nun one is good. It's the Google search is still up on my computer. So at some point when I have time in my day or this weekend, I promise you, I'm going to go deeper into this because it just keeps popping up more interesting more
questions. Things. Yes. So,
you know,
I'll find but we won't subject the rest of our listeners to that at this time. Alrighty, guys, we'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye, everybody. Stay safe.